Welcome to the Breaking Chains podcast, where we are breaking free from the chains of our past and rising to lead extraordinary lives. I believe it's time we ditch the rules of this world that are keeping us enslaved in the grind, playing from behind, and instead opt in to a conscious and strategic upgrade, one that is founded in timeless principles that can only be accessed through the power of the heart. So if you've been craving deeper, more meaningful relationships, vibrant bodies full of life force and true prosperity in all arenas, this podcast is for you. My name is Christine Jewell. I'm a high performance coach and faith-based mentor, and together we will awaken the king or queen you are destined to be so you can experience the fullness of life that's waiting for you. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the show. It's Christine Jewell, and today it is a solo cast. Again, we're doing a cool mix of interviews and solo casts and just really connecting with some awesome people in this process of launching the book. We're making so many new connections. I'm hearing so many other people's stories. So I'm excited to continue doing interviews, but also I just love this one-on-one time with you all. I'm not going to lie. I love the one-on-one time where I just get to riff. I get to speak from my heart with you. And today I just really feel called to share from my heart, raw, real, vulnerable, a little bit more about what Drop the Armor is all about. What does that mean? The journey that I went through, but especially I want to share a couple deeper dives into a couple chapters. I want to share three of my favorite chapters inside the book. The book is 14 chapters, but I'm just going to touch on a couple of them today, give you a little sneak peek. I want to share a little backstory of why I wrote this book, why I think this message is so relevant, so needed right here, right now. So tune in. I'm going to try to keep it short today, but I think as always, I'll just let the spirit lead and we will go with where it wants, where he leads me. So I want to just start by saying, first of all, thank you to all of you who've already got your hands on the pre-orders. The pre-order is up for Drop the Armor, a journey to release the past, ignite your faith, and unlock the keys to unlock the extraordinary life that God has for you. You know, that word extraordinary, it seems so commonly used sometimes, but it's extraordinary. I just want to start there. You know, the life that God has created you for is truly extraordinary. It's not ordinary in any sense of the word. You know, you have been created on purpose for a very unique purpose. He has predestined works for you. So there is certain work that you are called to do in this time, in this era, at this moment. And it's so awesome for me to remember that. And I say this often on the show. I love to repeat that all the time. It's one of the affirmations and declarations I speak over my life daily is I am created on purpose for a unique purpose with a calling for such a time as this. And there is specific work that I'm being called and commissioned to move on in faith. How am I doing in that department? You know, how am I doing in that department? I know that for so many, there's so many books on purpose and what's my purpose and what's my calling and where am I supposed to go next? And isn't this the proverbial question in every man and woman's heart, every woman's soul is really wondering, what am I here for? Am I doing the work that I was brought to this earth to do, or am I squandering my time away? You know, I think every one of us who feels like deep in our bones, we are here to create a legacy, to leave an impact. We're constantly asking this question, am I living on purpose? And so I think I just want to start there. That's really the question. Are we living on purpose? You know, I think that we all have the same purpose at the end of the day, and that is to be a walking reflection of God's love, right? To point back to the one who created us. Like, am I bringing love into this world? Am I bringing life? Am I a source of life, a source of blessing, a source of love for others? Am I reflecting my creator, because I'm created in his image. When people see me, do they see God? Do they see Christ? Do they see the Holy Spirit at work? Like, are they seeing love and peace and kindness and joy? Or are they seeing bitterness and anger and envy and jealousy and constant strife and right, chaos? Like, what am I reflecting? So I think at the end of the day, it's really important to remember we all have the same purpose, is to reflect the light, the love, the glory of God everywhere that we go. And that doesn't matter if we're standing in line at a coffee shop or if we're, you know, serving clients right now or we're working on a proposal. speaking to our spouse, driving in the car with our kids, are we living on purpose? Then there's obviously the question of, am I on mission, right? Am I doing the work that I'm called to do in this season? That's a different conversation. And we're going to unpack that in a minute here as I talk about really rising into our calling and mission. But I want to backtrack a minute. So why did I write this book, right? Like, why did I write this book? I've said this so many times. This is not the book that I thought I would be writing. If this was my flesh, if this was my ego, if this was my old self with all of her expertise and high performance and mindset and holistic health, I would have written a very, very different book. This book is really an intimate journey that I went through. It is a very personal, a very intimate, raw, real, vulnerable journey that I went through that really took me from one world, one existence with one operating system and reality into a completely different space, mentally, physically, emotionally, physically, like everything about my life, my heart, my spirit, my mind is different. So it was a complete journey, a death and a rebirth from one life into a new life. And that journey was about an 18-month process that I went through. And I've shared the stories here before, but I want to say that I wrote this book because that journey was so profound, so transformative, so life-changing, that when you experience something like that, when God takes you through something like that and you're on the other side and you see what life is like on the other side, you can't not talk about it. You can't not share your story. You can't not bring it up all the time. And to some people, this might be like, oh my gosh, is she ever going to stop talking about this? And the answer is probably not. I hope not. I hope not ever. And I want to encourage you too that if you are going through something right now that maybe feels like incredible hardship, incredible loss, incredible pain, maybe you're going through a season where you just feel like everything is getting stripped away from you. I want to say congratulations. You are in one of the most beautiful places, probably the most beautiful place you're ever going to be in your life, because you are in the fire of refinement. And God is going to make beauty out of ashes unlike anything you've ever seen, experienced, or you can imagine. And I know it doesn't feel like it when you're in it, but on the other side, you're going to have an epic story to tell. You're going to have an epic testimony to share, a journey that other people can relate to. And I hope that you also share your message through your voice, through your writings, through your music. Maybe it'll be singing, but I do believe that we are all instruments, creative instruments to be used by God to share our stories, to transform, to continue to heal, to continue to leave a legacy of healing on this planet, a legacy of inviting people from darkness into the light, from fear into faith, from loss into more than enough, right? Into true freedom, mental freedom, emotional freedom, physical freedom, financial freedom, all of it. That's what salvation is. It's like freedom from death, right? Like you are just lighter. And some of us feel like we're living a slow death. You know, we're leading, our businesses look like they're living out a slow death, our souls maybe. And so I wrote this book because I hit that breaking point after decades of my life of chasing all the wrong things. You know, I spent years upon years upon years building businesses the way the world taught me to do it. You know, masterminds, business books, the top marketing experts, the top leadership experts. I mean, I have been a personal development junkie since I was like 18 years old, studying Tony Robbins when I was 18 years old, going to his first event, downloading the books. I have been eating content, personal development content, investing in my personal growth as long as I can remember. I mean, it's just in my bones. And so a lot of the things that I built my life around were honestly like, seemed like really good things, right? Like they were great teachings, great tactics, great practices. And I got a lot of success. I got pretty far. I'm not going to, you know, it's the truth is I got pretty far. I got results. There's a lot of teaching out there about how to be a self-made woman, a self-made man, fiercely independent. You know, I've talked a lot about God just refining me out of that identity of needing to be fiercely independent to really learning what it meant to be working in tandem with Him and totally dependent on Him and interdependently working collaboratively with everybody else. that he was bringing into my life, you know, really what partnership meant instead of transactional relationships. And so I say that I was building my life on sand. You know, I got married when I was 21. By the time I was 30, even though we'd built a huge business, we had over 40 people on staff across the ocean. We had a beautiful office, a beautiful home. So much of what was built was really just a glass castle built on sand. There was no solid foundation, no glue to hold the marriage together, no glue that was really holding the business together. So many superficial layers and so many fragile walls that all it took was one final straw, right? One little final pebble thrown at that glass building and the whole thing shattered because there was no foundation. So it looked pretty from the outside. The marriage, you know, looked pretty. The house looked pretty. The business looked pretty. It looks good from the outside. But when you get up close, you start to see how fragile it is. So on my 40th birthday, I share that in the first chapter of The Perfect Storm, I had this total breakdown moment where I was so exhausted from fighting battles and chasing things and striving, striving, striving. You know, when we hear the word striving, you know, what I'm just so curious, like what comes up for you? To strive is like when we're just efforting so much. And in fact, I'm just going to pull up the actual meaning here. It's like to make great efforts to struggle and fight vigorously, vigorously. I was trying to do like the accent from Zorro. Sorry. There's this little part in there in Zorro where Catherine Zeta-Jones says vigorously, but we are trying so hard. And we are fighting so hard. We're vigorously going after something, but there is this like pressure and efforting, and it's hard all the time. It's difficult all the time. And a lot of us are in this space where things feel like that all the time. I am beyond excited to share that Drop the Armor is officially available for pre-order, and today I have a free gift for my listeners. You can get instant access to the first two chapters by texting the word DROP IT to 844-974-4593. That's text the word DROP IT, one word, to 844-974-4593. If you have been fighting battles your whole life and you're ready to step into a whole new playing field, if you've been longing for a life of ultimate freedom, deeper faith, and greater purpose, you guys, this book was written for you. It is a blueprint to upgrade your battle strategies. It is a journey to get out of your head and into your heart, and really a pathway to uplevel every area of your life as you learn to lead, love, and fight different. Get your copy today by texting the word DROP IT to 844-974-4593, or you can visit thechristinejewel.com/drop it. And so hit this point after striving. And I also want to say I hit this point after having decades of spiritually seeking. I was spiritually seeking. My soul was longing for an encounter with God. And I wasn't getting it in the church growing up, to be honest. It felt very ritualistic, legalistic. You know, I grew up, there was a Catholic church in Italy that we went to that was in Latin. So that was a no-go in terms of connection. I mean, the buildings were pretty, but I had no relationship or anything with that. It was definitely a practice and something you did. Coming to the States, so we were in and out of churches. And I would say that we went to all different denominations, had all different experiences, but nothing really pierced my heart. There was moments, you know, where I felt the glory of God and I felt this emotional downpour. And there were moments where I said, yes, Jesus, I want to be, you know, close to you. But then I would run off and try to do things my own way in the world. And I will say that I, you know, sought that power, maybe that spiritual power, that presence, that faith in a lot of different things. I deviated away from my faith. I was dabbling in all kinds of things. And I found myself, again, after decades, really spiritually seeking intimacy with God. Intimacy. Like connection, relationship. I wanted to know Him. I wanted to be known by Him. And I found myself reaching out, like really reaching out, saying, I'm done trying to be everything for everyone and for myself. I'm done living this lie that I don't need anybody. I'm done needing to be the source of everything in my life. I'm done saying I'm the creator of my reality and I'm the manifester of everything. We have a lot of power, but I really knew that I was just selling myself so short and I was trying to play God in my own life. Anyways, so there was the breakdown moment, and you can read in all of it, and I keep talking about it because I think it's so relatable. But then I embarked on about an 18-month journey, and it was really a wilderness season where God started to really work on my heart. You know, he started to work on my heart. It was a season of being really quiet, really still. It was a season of a lot of writing, a lot of silence, a lot of reflection, a lot of letting go, a lot of letting go. And a third of the book really is about letting go, releasing. You know, a third of the book really focuses on how do we even release so much of the stuff that we have harbored. And we get something from harboring, you know, resentment. We get something from harboring unforgiveness. We get something out of harboring bitterness and jealousy. And it's amazing, you know, either consciously or unconsciously, we get a lot of an illusion of control. We get a hit of power. We get so much. And so I talk about that in the book, about what are we really getting by holding on to maybe some of these emotional things? What are we getting by holding on to past pain? What are we really getting by holding on to the old personas or labels or whatever that we've been labeled as? Some of us have medical labels, psychological labels. We have labels that our family put on us, but we hold on to these things, man, like stickers all over us, right? We introduce ourselves as such. We hold on to our old roles and identities, old business models. I just got off the phone on a coaching call with, someone who owns a firm, and they're just holding on and holding on, and they know they need to let go. But man, it's hard to let go of what's familiar sometimes. And so these things begin to weigh us down, and they create walls. They create walls of pretending. They create walls of like performing, transacting. And we don't realize that these walls are getting thicker and thicker and thicker, and they're preventing us from really stepping forward into the life that God has for us. They're preventing us from actually being able to hear the voice of God. These walls start to blind us. They start to make us deaf. Like we can't really hear and discern the voice of God. They harden our hearts. Now we've got a wall around our hearts and we're like desperate to feel love, but we don't know how to access those emotions. We have a distorted view of love. And so the first order of business in the book is really about clarifying, you know, what has captured your heart, what you're harboring. And we just bring all those things right out of the harbor. Because it's like a lighthouse that sheds light on all of those things that are taking up space. And we can't get into the work of really, you know, moving forward until you clean house. And that's just the truth. You can't get into the work of moving forward in your life until you clean house. So it was a journey for me, a season, a huge season of cleaning house. And every time I thought, okay, I'm good, I'm lighter, there would be another thing. And I was like, wow, I was really good at holding on, you know, to these old things. And as I released and released and released and just felt the things I needed to feel, I healed the things I needed to heal. And I talk about how to do that in the book, how to really unlock your heart if it's been hardened, how to access some of those deeper places that we've been maybe not wanting to go to. I give you some beautiful exercises and tools that Jesus really took me through in my wilderness season, that he just spoke into me and he walked me through. And I actually have them outlined in the book because they've been so healing and transformative. And I use them with my clients today. So anyways, as I released, I got lighter. And as you get lighter, you become more available to be filled with the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, with the light. That is, you know, the light. I am a light unto the nations. Like he is just a light that shines into us. There is a life that begins to come back to us and our heart comes alive again. And so the second kind of place, and again, this was not a linear journey, but what I started to notice was as I released and I started to get quieter and really cultivate a relationship with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, and really understood what that looked like, I started to be taught how to discern his voice over all the other noise in the world. I started to get taught how to, you know, really be able to look at situations, not the way I'd always looked at them through the lens of my past. This is why it's so important to release the past, but I got an opportunity to look at situations, everything from business situations to things I was going through with my kids to things in my marriage to things with my parents. I got a completely new set of eyes. It was like, boom, all of a sudden I got new eyes. And I talk about that in the chapter of upgraded spiritual weapons, right? Upgraded weapons. It's you'll get a new set of eyes. And with these new eyes, when you're not carrying all that garbage, you see things completely different. It's like somebody just lifted a black cloud over your head and you're going, what? Where has this been my whole life? How come I didn't have this level of clarity and understanding? Because you were so clouded by all the weight of your past. So one of my favorite chapters and my favorite pieces of the journey was really that season of upgraded, you know, weapons, like really understanding the nature of the battles that we face every day. Like, what is the battle really for? You know, so many of us are caught up fighting the same fight with our husband, fighting the same fight with our kids. It seems like we're fighting the same battles at work. And I'm here to tell you, if you're still fighting the same battles, you don't understand what the battle is. You're in the wrong fight, right? You're fighting for the wrong thing, clearly, because you're not getting any momentum. So there's a whole section as we start moving forward lighter, deepening our faith, there's a whole section on understanding how to really recognize the nature, the roots of the battles that we face in our life. And this could be illnesses. This could be conflict inside of our families. This could be financial challenges. We start to get a totally different vantage point. And I also teach you how to tune in your sight, how to tune in your hearing. We have to train our ears, you know, to hear the voice of God over the voice of our ego or the self that's like, I want this. I want it now. I want it, which is, you know, it's all about me and it's very reactive and it's very triggered or it's very selfish in nature, or the voice of the enemy, which is always trying to cast doubt, cast confusion, disorient us, separate us, divide us, right? Like there's so many people I hear say, I'm just so confused. I don't know what to do. They're disoriented because they've trained themselves to hear. They're like, turn up the volume on all the wrong voices. So I went through this season where I was releasing the past. I was deepening my relationship with God. And again, I walk you through this in the chapters. And then as I was coming into a deeper relationship with Jesus, with Christ, the Holy Spirit was speaking. The Holy Spirit, by the way, is God on earth, right? It is the breath of God. It is the Spirit of God here on earth. When Jesus left the disciples, he said, I'm going to be with the Father, but I am sending you a comforter, a helper, the one, right, who will equip you and empower you to do even more than I was able to do. And it is through the Spirit that you will be able to accomplish all of these things. So the Holy Spirit is here, right now. But so many of us have no clue what that actually means. So many of us have no clue. We've never been taught how to operate in the spiritual realm with authority and power. We've never been taught how to activate the eyes of the Spirit, our spiritual eyes, our spiritual ears, how to activate supernatural spiritual weapons, right, in the atmosphere to slay the giants that were going on in our life. We're still fighting battles on a physical level. We're like kindergartners. And I mean that in the most loving way, but we're like, not, we got to graduate. So three of my favorite chapters, actually, in the third section of the book is knowing your enemy, understanding how the enemy works, understanding the tactics the enemy uses through words, through circumstances, through distractions. Like I go through a whole beautiful section so that you can really begin to discern what's coming at you. Okay. And you stop making it about your spouse and you stop making it about that person at work, but you can understand you've got to know yourself. You've got to know God and you've got to start to open your eyes to see, okay, I can recognize now what is coming from the enemy. The enemy meaning it's not of God. It's either of God or it's not of good. It's either of love or it's of fear. It's either of life or it's of death. I mean, that's really, at the end of the day, it's pretty simple. So the second section there is understanding the nature of the battle, which I've talked about in the third section. That I love is just that upgraded battle weapons. There's a whole chapter on upgrading your weapons. And I talk about really how to activate your voice, your tone. I talk about the communication shifts that you get to make, subtle shifts in the way you talk, in the selective words that you choose, because words carry power. You've got to understand that your words are weapons to bring life or tear life down. We talk about spiritual weapons. We talk about just really upgrading your toolbox. Like, how are you going to engage differently to bring more presence into your relationships, to bring more healing when you walk into a room, to bring more of life-giving power instead of chaotic energy, which is also sourced from a different type of power, right? Chaos can be really powerful too. So I love these chapters. And discernment, the third section of the book there is really that we're teaching discernment. Discernment is the ability to see what's really there, to be able to tell and distinguish between one voice and the other, one way or the other way, right? You've got to train it. It's not something that, like, boom, you get it. It is a gift, but then you have to cultivate the gift. And the book ends with a beautiful invitation to recognize in some very specific things, exercises to do to really identify what is your calling right now? What is it that you're being called into? Because I do know and I believe that each one of you has like a whisper going on in your life right now, that you're being called to rise. You're being called to speak up. You're being called to move. You're being called to go in maybe a new direction, or to change the tides, or do something different, but you're still clinging to the past because you're terrified because you don't know that way. And you're like, well, I don't know what that's going to look like. And I don't know. And I'm not that person. And you're still too tied up to the old ways, your old identity, what was familiar. So that last section is really a clarifying section as you now have new eyes, new ears, a new heart. You have such a deeper, more intimate connection with the Holy Spirit to be able to recognize the call, not just what everybody else is telling you should do, but really where the Spirit is calling you this season. There is a beautiful exercise to walk you through a complete identity upgrade, to really step into and embody the man or woman who you already are, by the way, right? But we forget because we buy into so many layers of lies around who we are, who we're not. So there's a whole identity upgrade, and there is a beautiful manifesto at the end for you to work through, because writing out a manifesto and a declaration, it is really powerful. It changes the game. And so I hope that this was, I mean, I enjoyed recording this podcast, but Drop the Armor is really that journey that I went through. I went through all of these things. So there's 14 chapters, you know, start, and I'm just going to go through them. Chapter one is the perfect storm. We have the first initiation, where our family of origin stories, like what we first get initiated into our programming, a chapter on understanding what are we really fighting for. There's a chapter on shifting the things that we serve, shifting our allegiance, our heart, right? Really recognizing what has captivated our heart. There's chapter on embracing the great unknown, why we're created for the unknown, actually not for the familiar. There's chapter on unlocking your heart, breaking down those walls, being able to just dissolve the walls and get to the core of your heart. So many of us are disconnected really from our heart, and the heart is the gateway to the Spirit. And that's why that first section is before we start getting really into the depths of trust and surrender and obedience, because we got to get to the heart first. And then we go in and we start building trust and discernment and upgrading our battle strategies and getting to know the enemy and really rising up into our mission and calling. And so there's so much gold in this book. It is a blueprint. It is a journey. It is a playbook. At the end of every chapter, I've included questions, self-reflection questions that really were journaling prompts also that I was asked, that I worked through. And I want to say that this is a very intimate personal journey, because I have about 25 journals down there that I took from, that I gathered, right? different pieces from of this journey that I went through. And many of the questions I was asking myself in this process, I included them in the book. So each section has a beautiful part on journaling questions, reflection questions, and actual exercises for you to do in order to move on. So I wanted to do an entire episode just to really talk about why I wrote the book, what's inside, who it's for. And I could tell you this, that on the other side, man, it is a whole new world. I am living a completely different world today. I'm doing work that is so aligned, meaningful, fulfilling. I'm married to the man of my dreams, that I have the marriage that I really knew I was created for, but always escaped me before. And I love the relationship I have with the Father, with Christ, with the Holy Spirit. I don't need anything else. I mean, it's way more than enough. And all of those other distractions are gone. You know, it's so beautiful. So I want to invite you into the journey. Make sure you order the book. Definitely get the first chapter for free. Get the download. I want to invite you guys into a private Facebook group that we have curated. We are going to be curating until launch, where I'm going to be dropping deeper insights into some of the chapters. I'm actually going to be giving away signed author copies, advanced copies of the book. I'm also going to be offering up some giveaways on coaching seats. We're going to do some really cool stuff in there, have an awesome launch party. So make sure that you get in the Facebook group. We'll drop the link to that below as well. And the last thing I want to say is, for those of you who pre-order the book by June 3rd, I have a awesome bundle that I've put together. It's about $200 worth, but the stuff that's inside is just priceless, really. I've created a 3-part audio guided visualization bundle. I'm very visual and I love meditation as a form of prayer. And so a lot of this journey was done in a combination of conversation with God and just really receiving the images and the downloads that He had for me. And so I walk you through not one that is part of the regular bundle, but I've created 3 guided visualizations, one for each section that I just mentioned: release the past, ignite your faith, and unlock the extraordinary life, to really help you make this more of an experiential journey. So you're going to get that 3-part audio bundle. I also have created a PDF journal. We've created a journal or a workbook of all of the reflection questions. So every single question that is at the end of the chapter, it's in a fillable PDF. So you can keep that. It's a living document. You can be working on it. And then we have an awesome deep dive masterclass on upgraded battle strategies. You've got to come to that class. That is like the meat of the book. And lastly, I have an awesome playlist, because you would be amazed at how powerful music is to shift the atmosphere. So I'm curating my Kingdom Warrior playlist. That bundle is awesome. We are hitting you at every point with music, with audio, with visualization, with writing. I mean, I want to make sure that this is a complete experience for you guys. So I have committed to pouring my heart and soul into getting this message out into the world, to getting this book in as many hands as possible. And, if we can do that, then I will feel like I have like completed my mission. And for those of you who haven't figured it out yet, my mission in this season was to obey and write the book, number one, and get it out there. And so it's not about selling books. It's about getting this message into people's hearts, minds, into their hands, and getting them to spread it around. And that, if we can do that, then it's a win. I feel amazing about that. So you guys, make sure that you pre-order the book, get into our Facebook group, and share this, you know, share that free chapter with friends, with family. Like, let's get this message, because warriors who love to fight battles are many, okay? There are a lot of people out there looking for a fight or thinking that everything has to be a fight. And when we can understand that we don't need to be constantly fighting the wrong things, wasting our life force, we can start to really harness what is it that we're being called to fight for in this season. We can learn to fight different. You start getting so much more bandwidth available to you, and life just is so much better. So give this book to the people in your life that are warriors too, that are warriors at heart. Maybe they're slaying battles. Maybe they're just really ready for something new, something fresh, a new chapter. Put it in their hands. And I just want to say thank you ahead of time because I cannot spread this message alone. I played that role for way too long. That was one of those identities I needed to shed, was that I need to do it all. I need to do it all myself. I need to be the lone wolf. I need to get all the credit. It's going to take an army, you know, and maybe an army of authors, an army of musicians, an army of everything to really pierce people's hearts. And so this is me doing my part. I'd be honored if you would do your part. Share the link to the first chapter with a friend now. And just want to say thank you. Thank you for being part of the community. Thank you for being a place where I can share my stories with you guys. And I pray and I hope that they continue to impact you, to move you, and just influence your life in positive ways. May you go in peace today. May you be abundantly blessed. And I just pray that the doors would open to this new chapter for you. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute right now to subscribe and review. Your 5-star review goes so far in getting this message into the ears and hearts of the people who need to receive it. Thank you again for being part of this conversation. Have a beautiful, blessed, and prosperous day.